Today, more first home buyers tap the government to enter the property market. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, there was an interesting article in the AFR saying that growing difficulty entering the housing market has led to the most first home buyers tapping into the federal government's home guarantee scheme since its inception 4 years ago, according to the National Housing Finance and Investment Corporation. The scheme, which offers three types of guarantees, allows first home buyers to purchase a home with a minimum deposit of 5% to avoid paying mortgage lenders insurance. The remaining amount of 20% deposit, which is required to be exempt from paying the insurance, is guaranteed by the federal government. The number of first home buyers who use the scheme increased to 45,000 for the 2023 financial year, according to the NFHIC's fourth annual Trend and Insights report. The increase meant almost one in three first home buyers needed access to the scheme to enter the housing market, which is an increase from one in seven in the year prior. The broader macroeconomic environment, with rapidly rising interest rates, has substantially decreased mortgage serviceability, with flow-on effects for affordability, and this has led to first home buyers relying more heavily on the scheme than in previous years, the NHFIC research head Hugh Hardigan said. The high proportion of first home buyers using the scheme was due to a combination of factors, including a more challenging purchasing environment and a higher number of available scheme places. House prices have increased by 4.9% nationwide and by 8.8% across Sydney, according to CoreLogic, and this has raised the deposit hurdle across the biggest capital cities, with Sydney's first home buyers now taking 12.3 years to save a 20% deposit on an average home, up from 11.8 years during the March quarter. And according to the NHFIC estimates, buyers would be forced to delay their home purchase by an average of 5 years to save the entire 20% deposit if they did not have access to the scheme. The government assistance already appears to be playing a role in helping first-home buyers transition into home ownership, as 12% of guaranteed loans, just over 9,700, have left the scheme by refinancing their dwelling with a standard commercial mortgage. More essential workers were also entering the housing market as a result of the scheme. Around 7,700 guarantees were issued to key workers in 2022-23, up 37% from the 5,650 in 2021-22. Key workers accounted for one in four buyers who used the first home guarantee. And the government assistance already appears to be playing a role in helping first home buyers transition into home ownership, as 12% of guaranteed loans, 9,700, have left the scheme by refinancing their dwelling with a standard commercial mortgage. And more essential workers were also entering the housing market as a result of the scheme. Around 7,700 guarantees were issued to key workers in 2022-23, up 37% from the 5,650 in 2021-2022. And key workers accounted for one in four buyers who used the first home guarantee. The scheme is helping more Australians, including key workers and those living in regional areas, buy their own homes sooner. It's great to see the increasing number of participants who have built up enough equity to transition out of the scheme, NHFIC Chief Ownership Program Officer Jennifer Chu said. Arrears under the scheme, meanwhile, have remained at less than 0.1%, which is less than the market average of high loan-to-value loan lending. But the growing cost of living means the scheme's arrears are expected to rise in line with the broader home loan market, the NHFIC warned. My take out on this is clear. As with all incentives, there are winners and losers. If you've been able to get one of those scheme loans and get into the market, then you might have done well. But of course, there are many others who are simply unable to access property at the moment. The number of aspirational buyers continues to rise relative to those who actually transact, and affordability is completely shot with the higher interest rates. And there is a clear risk here. What happens if property prices do begin to ease, as is possible if arrears start to rise? The government, of course, will be picking up the tag potentially, and that's another cost that the government probably hasn't thought about. And more broadly, it's good to hear that some people have been able to transition off those particular loans onto others later. That, of course, is a circumstance driven by higher prices, remarkably. And that may not continue. So there are some traps here for the unwary. And I think this is more an object lesson in trying to treat the symptoms rather than causes of underlying house price problems. The truth is, housing, relative income, is 40% overvalued. And allowing a few more people to squeeze into the market may solve one problem, but it could well create another. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.